for health right for me.
Yeah.
All right, good afternoon. I'm Chairman Brad Holton, and I'll call the meeting to order. We have a 1 o'clock agenda item, and it's an action item. It's to consider recommendation from the Canyon County Republican Central Committee on a new clerk appointment. And so I'm going to allow my other commissioners to make some comments at the opening, and we will get right into it. So, ladies first.
Chairman, thank you. The Board of County Commissioners was privileged to attend the Republican Central Committee where candidates presented themselves, and there was a 5-minute question and answer and presentation of their qualifications for the duty in the office of clerk. We appreciate the qualifications and the people willing to come forward with that. We felt like there was one clear recommendation and candidate that was head and shoulders above the rest in that selection process, and that's not a discount to the candidates that ran, but this is a huge office that's multifaceted that will need strong leadership and tenure and expertise to lead Canyon County to the next level. So we are thankful for those that applied, and we are excited at the new adventure for Canyon County in this critical office.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
For the audio record, I'll put out there that Rick Hogebaum, Steve Ulmer, and Jody Arnold were the recommended names from the Central Committee. My vote is for Rick Hogebaum. I've known Rick for the better part of a decade. While he was the executive director of Lifeline Pregnancy, while he was a pastor, chief of staff for Mayor Kling in the city of Nampa, and now an employee of ours, is my opinion that he is best suited for taking on this gigantic job of being a clerk in the second largest county of the state. So,
Chairman,
and
I appreciate we've not done this before. We've not had a vacated office. I think the last time we had that was the assessor's office in 2017, which predates my term here. And so I do want to provide support for Commissioner Brooks' recommendation of Rick Hogebaum. If you've read his bio and his resume, if you've talked to him at all, he is a man of integrity that seeks to build relationships. His tenure with the city of Nampa, his experience with nonprofit organizations, his ability to build teams and work together will serve Canyon County well. I would be proud, and we have Rick acting in capacity of as constituent services director. He has fulfilled that well, but this is really a next step where I don't know how we could find someone better qualified to step into that role of clerk and meet the challenges with his background in public administration, his attention to detail, his relationships with the Idaho legislature, and his involvement with that kind of interaction is sorely needed and will be a great asset to the Board of County Commissioners in addition to the other offices in Canyon County.
Okay. I think for the public record, when you make an appointment like this, when someone needs to vacate their elected office, in this situation, who we are going to decide on here in a little bit will have to run again. They basically are going to serve this position till the normal election cycle, which this is out of the election cycle when Clerk Yamamoto was elected 2 falls ago, when I was elected, then he would be serving a 4-year term. And so we're, 14 months into a 4-year term. So when we appoint this person, they're just going to serve from here till the reappointment in the first week of January. So Rick or the next candidate that we approve is going to have to run for re-election. So there, it's, this appointment is not for the remaining 3 years. It's just until who the people decide in this next coming primary and fall election is going to, that person that they choose would take office then in January. So this is an interim appointment. It isn't for the remaining partial 3 years that is would have been Clerk Yamamoto's tenure. So I just needed that to be clarified. So that stated, I guess the chair would take nominations or a motion to do this. There's three candidates, and I'd entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, considering that also Mr. Hogebaum was the first ranked name that was submitted to us, I move that the Board of Canyon County Commissioners appoint Rick Hogebaum as the next clerk.
Okay. Discussion or a second?
I'll second.
Okay. I would say then a motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right. Very good. So I'd like to have Rick come up and just put on the record who he is and what he's looking forward in this position. And Rick is a man of many words, so maybe we're looking at a 3 to 5 minute deal here. So.
Thank you, Chairman, Commissioners. Honored to have received the support of the Republican Central Committee. I know that they took that role seriously, and then I do want to recognize in the audience Mr. Steve Ulmer and Jody Arnold, and I know that there's a lot of ideas emanating in the community about everything from elections to budgeting and transparency and how the Office of Clerk can continue to grow and enhance its services to the community. So I am a man of many words, but somewhat speechless. I'm humbled by this. I was scarfing down my lunch and praying on my lunch break, and I certainly appreciate the support of our team. I look forward to working with our team. I know there's some team members in the audience, and so there's a lot of work ahead. I know there's big shoes to fill. There is a retirement ceremony for Clerk Yamamoto this afternoon, and certainly wish him the best in his retirement and pray for him. I know that we're going to work on a press release and swearing in ceremony, I believe, is we had that scheduled as a placeholder pending your appointment. So I know that this weekend is going to be a busy one. I'll try to get some sleep and try to get to work on Monday. So thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you. Well, that sounds good. So it's kind of, you're a quasi clerk till you get sworn in. So I don't know what the pay scale is on that. We'll have to do some research. So congratulations.
Thank you.
So if it pleases, is there any other comments? If there's not, let's take a brief recess and shake some hands, and then we'll pick up the remainder of this afternoon later.
Okay.
After that. So we'll be in recess for an undetermined time, but 5 to 15 minutes, whatever it is. All right, thanks.